what's up? Welcome back to another awesome episode of the Life in a Show podcast. I'm your host, Jason Wojo. On Life in a Show, we help people live the life of their dreams. We help them create their vision. We help them create businesses around that vision. And just like rock and roll in both life and business. Dude, we have an awesome episode today. And guess who the guest is?
Cool.
You, bro.
So listen, I mean, you said something funny right before we started recording and it hit my funny bone, and now I feel like I'm going to be laughing throughout the whole thing. But yeah, I am the guest host, I guess. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me here. My name is Polish Peter, and what can I do to support you there, buddy?
Well, dude, listen. So, all right, guys. So this is being recorded. It's being released in September. This is September 9th, 2025, if everything goes according to plan. And this is the day of Peter's book launch. If you're following along, it is called Authentic Self Rebirth. And Peter, I'll let you tell people about what the book's about. But the thing I wanted to talk, and the reason why I figured this would be an awesome podcast episode, is because like this was a vision element item for you. This is something that was on your vision for years. You'd never written a single word of a book. And I want you to tell the audience what you put on your vision. And I want to talk about like the road to getting this published. And if you're listening right now, it's not about getting a book published. It's about the ups and downs, the obstacles, the roadblocks, the detours, the delays that come with pursuing your vision. And this is just such a great example of it. I just wanted to share it with all you.
Yeah. So, I mean, I appreciate you asking that because, dude, I mean, it has been a road and a half kind of thing. I mean, you know, some of the story that I've shared with you about all the different obstacles and mistakes and failures and the whole kinds of different things, especially with this accent, right? So here's the thing. Listen, you can no longer say that you don't understand the words that are coming out of my mouth and saying the transcripts are on the back table because the transcripts aren't here now. Okay.
In the book.
Okay. So I've done it once and for all. So on the serious side of things is this. So I wrote this book from the perspective of, since COVID hit, I've been, a lot of conversation with different people and students and things like that. And I've noticed that there's a lot of uncertainty in people's lives. There is some uncertainty, there is some fear, there's some worry, there is some anxiety that are happening, whether it's their own lives or they're seeing what's going on in the world. And I started looking like, man, I can't believe how people, a lot of times get shaken up, And I remember going back to my 2012 self that after my divorce, I was shaken up so much that I kept asking myself the question, what the hell is wrong with me? And got to a point where I got depressed. I was optimistically depressed. And I went through this journey.
What is optimistically depressed? I've never heard that term.
Well, I think I might have created it. I don't know.
Okay.
But so optimistically depressed is this. Deep down inside, I mean, I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to deal with people. I was depressed. I was literally like depressed. Now looking back at it, and seeing it, I was like, wow, learning what depression means. I was actually there. In fact, I remember having conversation with my kids not too long ago, and they were telling me like, you weren't really there, dad. I'm like, what do you mean? I mean, I would, on weekends we will hang out and all that kind of stuff. But mentally, I wasn't really there kind of thing. So that's the depressed part. The optimistically is what I would be on trying to project to the outside world. But somebody would ask me something. Hey, man, how's it going? What's going on with you? Everything's good. I'm good. Everything's great. So I would, on the surface, try to show people that I'm very optimistic. Everything's good. I'm great. But deep down inside, I was suffering kind of thing. And I think a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah.
Especially in today's world. So I wrote that book to that self back in the day that I wish I had that kind of a framework, this kind of a journal, this kind of a roadmap to help me get out of it, because I think a lot of people are dealing with it right now. So it's like a book / workbook / manual / exercises, all kinds of different things in there to help people get out of that kind of a mindset.
So is that who the book is for? Like people that are struggling with that, who feel a sense of insecurity or?
Yeah. So that, and think about this, entrepreneurs, because I was an entrepreneur back then as well, and I was struggling my business. So, there's two parts to this book. The first part is called The Awakening. And basically the whole entire part of this book is helping people uncover what kind of a version they have become of themselves. meaning the world, as we're growing up, right, from very early childhood, has told us how we need to be, how we need to act, our beliefs, our circumstances, and all that kind of stuff. So if you're an entrepreneur, you're looking to grow a business, and it's very difficult for you to grow the business, you might find out that you had this belief that someone told you that I have to do it myself because nobody's going to do it as good as me. All right? We have those conversations all the time. So it's people who are struggling some shape or form in their life. I feel like it's a universal kind of a thing to a lot of people, but the entrepreneurs and people who are dealing with this aspect of, man, there are so many things that are not working in my life, uncertainty. I don't know why it's happening. Why am I keep repeating the same past and all those kinds of things? So
got it, man.
That's kind of where it's at.
So you wrote this on your vision, like that you wanted to write a book. This is years ago. Why did you write that? What was it that called to you about that vision part that was important to you?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think it was something deep down inside of me that was kind of like having me call, right? I mean, if you think about it, when we do the Gear Life Giveaways, Vojo, we talk to people about writing on a vision, what's in here in the heart kind of a thing a lot of times, right? We talk about what's in your heart. What's like, if you didn't have any limits, if you didn't have any kind of, you had a genie that could give you unlimited wishes, what would you like it to have? So that's one of those things that had me go and write on there, because I felt like somewhere in there, at some point, there might be a book in me. And I've had people kind of tell me about like your story, we should share it with people and all those kinds of things. But I'll be honest with you, man, when I wrote it on there, I just wrote it for the fact that somewhere deep down, I felt like I had to put it on there, but I didn't see like that actually happening. Because you know me, I'm a talker, not a writer, you know?
So, how long did it take you before you that really kind of started hitting you? Like, because you know the way we recommend, for those of you who haven't been to Get a Life Getaway, the way we recommend you write a vision is you write stuff down on it, and it's like it's there in front of you. It makes it more objective. You're kind of reminded of it. How long did it sit there before you actually did something about it? A while, right?
It was a while, yeah. Because I think in a way I was kind of resisting it because it's not the right time, right? It's, you know, I got the other things I need to take care of because there was other things on the vision. So it kind of like, I think it was that idea of like, you know, I'm not a writer. So, I mean, it's on there at some point. And I will tell you this, man, the fact that here's what I think learned from this entire process in regards to this. You know that I'm a Christian, I believe in Christ. And I feel like that delay in the book was there for a reason. Like, I think, you know, because right now I feel like this book is coming out at exactly the right time when it's supposed to coming out. Even this last year, all the delays that you know about, you know, I signed a contract back in January and it's been getting delay. And now that it's, you know, happening in September 9th, I feel like, okay, this is exactly the right moment when it's supposed to come. So maybe it was my resistance. Maybe it was something bigger, you know, like God kept, you know, kind of aligning things and making things happen to be able to go and write this book. Because I feel like if I wrote this book in 2021, I don't know if I would have had the opportunity to connect with, you know, that publisher that I'm at, you know, Morgan James Publishing and all that kind of stuff. So I think everything's happened exactly how it needs to happen at exactly the right moment.
So do you feel like, so I'm curious what you've learned through this process, man. And if you want to share with the audience, like some of these setbacks, because I want people to recognize, like, you know, you put something down on your vision and it doesn't mean like it happens instantaneously. Like it's not automatic and it takes time. And sometimes mm-hmm. there's aspects to it that aren't fully clear and you don't know how you're going to do it. And like, there's so many things that really can go into this that I want to kind of like unpack it a little bit so people can understand for themselves what this might look like.
Yeah. So think about it this way. If you're putting something on your vision, that's a challenge that you have not experienced yet. Like in my case, the book, like I've never written a book. In fact, up until when I was 22, I've never actually read a book except outside of a textbook. You know what I mean? Let alone in English. Right. So there is something that I've never done. So you might have something on your vision that you've never done. So you're going to have to pretty much accept this, that you're going to have to do a lot of growth throughout that process to get you to achieve that goal. Here's what I mean. When I was writing the book, and I think you get this, Virgil, because you're writing a book too, it's been many days where I was like, oh, I have to write. I don't feel like it. I don't have the time. All these little excuses start to pop up, right? So think about it this way. For every single one of you guys listening to it, you might have some kind of a challenge, some kind of a goal, some kind of vision element that you want to get to, and there will be challenges coming up, like maybe going to the gym, and all these little excuses come up. So I would literally go and work from the perspective, you know what? I don't need to write a whole chapter. I don't need to write a whole thing. All I need to write is just one sentence. If I can just write one sentence on it, that'll be good. And I'll be sometimes sitting in front of the computer. It'll be like a blank page. And I'm like, okay, what do I put down now? So I'll start talking, you know, about the book. And then pretty soon something's going to start coming out and I'll start writing things. So what I've learned is you will have to grow and become another version kind of you. More of that, you know, like I keep talking about in the book, getting more authentic to be able to actually reach that vision, if that makes any sense. Because think about it this way, whether it's your own personal, you know, beliefs or your own personal habits or whatever it might be that's going to get in the way, or it's actually having connections. You know, I've reached out to a whole bunch of people and I've never really done that in the past to that scale that I've done now to be able to get support on this book launch and all those. So I had to step out of my comfort zone, quote unquote comfort zone, because I don't believe there is one that we just put in our head. So I had to go and do a lot of things that I haven't done in the past. So there's a lot of growth that happens through this process. That makes sense, dude?
Yeah, yeah. So, and you know, I really want to highlight this is like, you know, for those of you who can't tell, like English is not Peter's first language.
It's hard to tell, right? I mean,
and you arguably chose what is the, you know, between, and you've done this with speaking too, man, right? Like, so you share at these life inner events and now you're writing a book, like the two things that arguably could be one of the most intimidating for someone with your background, like you've chosen to dive into. And as a result of both of those, and I also think that there's something to be said about compounding courage. And as you don't steal that, dude, that I just made that up. Don't steal that. Compounding courage. Like compounding as you knock off one thing, you start asking yourself, like, what else can I do? And you have just a little more certainty in your own abilities and that things are going to work out for you. And that, you know, and listen, at the end of the day, I know your heart with the book. You want to sell millions of copies, right? But you also, I feel like have a confidence that, like, you know what, it's going to do what it's going to do. And I'm going to do the best I can. And it's going to happen. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Right. So by the way, it's not compounding courage. It's cumulative courage. So don't steal that one. I do want to sell millions of copies, not for the sake of me selling a million copies, because I feel like a lot of people can use what's in that book. You know, it can transform lives. I mean, have you ever had, experience when you picked up a book and it had a big impact on you? That's what I'm talking about, right? We all had these books. I mean, Think and Grow Rich was the first book that really had a big impact on me, you know, and looking back, it's one of those books that's a big impact. So yes, there will be some challenges. And at the same time, I truly believe that, you know, God is in control. And if he wants to open up a fire hose of, you know, selling those books, he can do it like that, you know what I mean? And so I am going from the perspective, I'm going to do the best that I can with myself, for the people, putting this out there, doing what I need to do, and he's going to do the rest. And because, you know, in a way, I feel like this was put on my heart, that he put this on my heart to go and write this book. And if that's the case, he's going to do whatever he needs to do to make this work, you know?
So how do you discern, if someone's writing their own vision, like how do they discern between something that, like, they feel like is genuinely and authentically on their heart versus like, hey, I just want to do this for my ego, because I want to I want to, you know, feel that sense of like accomplishment. And by the way, I'm not even saying that's wrong or anything like that. Is that important to know the difference between those? And how does that kind of play out, would you say, when somebody is writing this stuff down?
Well, I think it is important to a certain point, but I will tell you this. I mean, me and you both know, like when we do the events, when people put, you know, things on the vision, like I want to have that sports car because I always wanted it. I never had it. Is there something wrong with it? I don't think so. You know what I mean? So, but it's, you know, the deep topics, the ones that really hit you, or like I want to have an impact, leave a legacy to my kids or whatever it might be. I think the way you distinguish it between the hard thing and the ego thing is that, you know, notice where, I guess, internally, where that conversation is coming from. Is it coming from the head, like a logical thing? Or is it coming from somewhere in here? And then notice what things happen around you, whether it's people, whether it's, you know, things that are happening around you. Because I feel like if it's a God thing, it's a heart thing, I believe that we are connected. We people are connected in this world. There is this invisible, quote-unquote, antennas that are coming out of our heads, and we're all connected. So if it's a heart thing, I think people are going to start coming into your life. They're going to start aligning. That's one of the reasons. Like the publisher, I got connected to someone that, you know, through a student that used to be with me. I've had a great relationship with her. And she's like, you know what, maybe I should connect you with this person. He owns a publishing company. Talk to him. And he's going to be, you know, whether he takes the book or not, and I talk to them, right? But that wouldn't happen through that quote-unquote, call it synchronicity or whatever you want to call it. But I think there is a power in that you're going to start seeing certain things happen. And maybe, I think, challenges. I mean, I've had conversations with people about challenges. Like, why is all this, you know, things happening? Like right now, I'll tell you this. Stupid things like on Amazon. People go to Amazon to go pick up the book, and they type in my name, Peter Kolat, and automatically Amazon converts it to Kolar, and they can't find the book. I don't know what that means, but I will tell you this. Maybe those challenges are helping me to grow, because now I need to reach out to the publisher and have a conversation with them and things like that. So I will tell you, the way you know is if it's like there is a passion behind it, there is a heart behind it, you feel like you, you know, there is a something bigger than you. It's not just you. There is something more to that. When you start seeing that, I think that's when you know it's a hard thing.
Hey, we'll get right back to the episode. But before we do, I want to tell you about something really special. We have an upcoming Business Builder Workshop in Raleigh, North Carolina, my hometown, from November 13th to the 15th. It's a three-day event. It's essentially a three-day MBA. We've actually had people say, I've learned more from 3 days with you guys than I have in 2 years of business school. We unpacked from A to Z what it takes to be successful in business from a, not a, a high level, an armchair, a theoretical approach, but a proven practical in the trenches approach. We talk about sales, we talk about marketing, we talk about business development, we talk about outsourcing, automation, delegation, like managing your money, making sure you have everything in place. Like it's awesome, dude. Peter co-facilitates these with me. Peter, what would you say to somebody who's thinking about coming out to Business Builder?
Well, if you want to have a business that supports your life, not the other way around, this is the place where we actually sit down and for 3 days create a business that basically supports your life. So you can go on vacations, you can spend time with the family, you can actually do what you were setting out to do. So we'd love to see you there and get dig deep into the business and see how it can help you.
And I'll also say this, you know, for those of you who are skeptical, and I realize 3 days is a long time to ask, we have a 100% money back guarantee. You come to the entire event, not the first half of the first day where, you know, you may stay there because you're afraid we're going to cover something good on the second day. Come to the full 3 days. And if it's not worth every single penny you paid to be there, we will gladly refund all of that money right there and then to you. We've never had a single person ask for that back, though, just for your information. So again, November 13th through 15th, the Life and Air Business Builder Workshop. Go to lifeandair.com and register now. Let's get back to the episode. So let me ask you this, man, like, and this is an extreme theoretical question, but like, how would you feel if a single person never read the book? Would it still mean something to you? And like, you would feel like hey, you did your part, or would you feel like, no, you dropped, like something went wrong, you screwed it up, like? And the reason I'm asking this is, like, because I was remembered, I can't remember who I heard this from. It was someone discussing the purchase of a sports car, and this guy really, really wanted this super exotic, you know, sports car, the supercar. And the guy he was talking with said, hey, listen, if not a single person, it might have been Dave Ramsey actually said this. He's like, if not a single person ever sees you in the car, are you still happy you bought the car? And that was the test to tell whether it's to impress other people or whether it's for himself. How would you feel if no one ever picked up the book? Like, you never even sold literally a single copy. I mean, I know, dude, we're already past this. I understand that. But I'm just curious, like, if you put yourself there, what does that feel like?
That's an interesting question. Well, I'm not going to lie. I would probably feel bad about it, but I will tell you this. This writing process, you know, one of the things I tell my students all the time, whatever you have going on in your head or whatever, write it down, right? Put it down on paper. There is some healing that comes with it. That writing of this book has had me, I think, heal more or whatever you want to call it. It was like I was writing the book to my old self. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just the fact that I wrote that book to my old self has helped me tremendously, kind of a thing. And being able to get creative. So obviously, I want more people to be impacted. I want more people to be able to live that true life that they were supposed to be living, kind of a thing. But if nobody bought it, hey, you know what? At least I got a book. I wrote something for myself. I made this achievement, you know. I hit that goal that I was looking for. I crossed that item off my vision. And I've proven to myself that this vision process works. And I can go and tell other people, listen, this process works. Because me and you've been shouting from the rooftops, dude, this vision process works. Just go and write this stuff on paper. So it gives another kind of a proof that, you know, go and put this on paper, write it. And So if nobody bought it, yeah, I'll be disappointed. But at the end of the day, I think it's good for me. You know, my wife, I said, listen, have you bought a copy yet? So, yeah. So that's where it starts. So
love it, dude. Well, you know, you said something there. I just wanted to, like, you know, and I'm going to wrap it up here in a second, but like, I just really want to emphasize a few things. Number one is, like, you put it on there because you felt a calling, you felt it in your heart. And I think, and you, just from knowing you, it comes from your heart for helping people and making an impact. And then, you know, the other thing I heard in there is just start taking small steps. You're not going to write a book in a weekend. And by the way, I've run across those people that tell me they wrote that. Cause as you know, I'm 3 years into mine.
Yeah.
I hear people tell me they wrote their book in a weekend, and I'm like, I can tell.
Yep. Or it's an AI, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Oh yeah. Yeah. They just put it in the chat. GPT wrote the book.
Right.
And so it's small. I heard small steps, and I heard trust a process. And, you know, again, this is years into this, and I'm excited to see what happens from here, man. And I think it's really encouraging for people.
Yeah. One big lesson out of this is this vision element, whatever you put down there, you cannot do this on your own by yourself. You will have to involve people in this success. So expect that. You know what I mean? It's a we game, W-E, not a me game, M-E. You know what I mean? And when I start to look from that perspective in every single element in my vision, whatever I put down, because granted, I put this down in my own vision. But when I started to recognize it is a we game, there's going to be other people, then you start talking to people. And by the way, whatever your vision element is, you got to tell others about it. If you just keep it to your own heart and nobody knows about it, guess what? Nobody's going to be there to help you. There's a lot of people in the world who have a great heart to be able to help you with what your vision element is. And I mean, you've helped me, man. I'm forever grateful for that because of the fact that, you know, whether it's my friendship, whether it's you feeling guilty for me, I don't know. Or whatever it might be, I'm joking about that, right? But the thing is, remember this, it is other people have to be involved. So you got to involve other people into your vision.
Love it, dude. So tell people the name of the book again and where they can buy it.
So myauthenticrebirth.com, they can buy it at Barnes & Noble. or at Amazon. Actually, any bookstore should be having it. And if you want to go some bonuses I have, go to myauthenticrebirth.com, myauthenticrebirth.com, and all the bonuses in there. You can fill out the form and I'll send them over to you. One last lesson. If you are going to do something like that, make sure the title that you pick is actually the title that you can say and people can understand it. Because, yes. Listen, AI, when I go and do the captions on my videos, Rebirth does REF, does reverb, all kinds of, except for Rebirth.
My authentic reverb.
Yeah, except for, it doesn't do anything about Rebirth. It's all kinds of different things except for Rebirth. So
that's awesome, man. Love it. Well, listen, I hope you guys got something out of this. And again, it's not about a book at all. This has nothing to do with the book. It's all about what's in your vision, what's in your heart, how you want to show up for the world. And then honestly, just buckling down and not giving up and not just casting it aside as a pipe dream or impossible. But rather something that truly, once you commit to, like, you and I have seen so many amazing things happen. This is just another one. And so congratulations, dude. I'm super proud of you, man. Rock and roll. Thank you. And we'll see you guys next week. Take care, everyone.